Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Tes, Chulin 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the second line. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Talmud Chacham Tzarech Shel Yilmod Gimel Devarim. A budding Torah scholar has to learn three things. It's a fascinating concept. If a person wants to enter a field, wants to be productive, useful, as a Talmud Chacham, as a go-to person of Torah. So he has to become an expert in obviously many things, perhaps even everything, to be a true Talmud Chacham. But there are three things that he needs to know. In other words, these are not just knowledge things. These are skill things. You can't just recognize if someone else is doing them well. You can't just know how it should be done so that you're a scholar. You need to be able to do these things. Practice. And the three things that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav are ksav, writing, shchita, being able to do shchita, umila, and being able to do the circumcision. So underlying thought over here is that sometimes people go into fields and they've decided what they want to do and what they want to offer. And Rav Yehuda Marav is saying a whole different perspective. What things will the mentor, will the gadol, will someone who advises you tell you that you ought to be proficient in? And the same thing is going to be in a few moments in the Gemara regarding a tabach, a shochet. The shochet has his perception of what he needs to know, and we're going to tell him, yeah, but there are five things that you need to be an expert in order to do proper. Now, what are these three things that Rav Yehuda is saying in the name of Rav? Ksav, writing. So Rashi on the third line tells us, he knows how to sign his name. If he's on a bezdin, or he's saying testimony, he should be able to affirm whatever he's writing with his signature. Now, the Marsha and the Rashash discuss this a bit, and the Rashash expands the idea of ksav, of being able to write. One of the questions is that as far as a signature goes, a person can even have a symbol. I mean, the extreme of that is Chinese writing, but even more simplistic, you could have a symbol that's your name. Does he really need to know how to write? If he's this tremendous scholar, Yodea Lachtom Shemo. So a number of ideas are suggested. One is that he should be able to sign his name with a firm hand so that it has the prestige of being signed by the Talmud Chacham. If I can allow myself an illustration, when President Lincoln was signing the Emancipation, so he first shook many people's hands by the ceremony, and his hand was really shaking from the exertion and from some people giving him a hearty handshake. He told them he has to wait a few minutes. He needs to regain his composure, so to speak, because he said people are going to look at that signature and they're going to claim his hand faltered as he signed. He says, I can't have that. So he relaxed his hand, whatever he did, and then after a period of time, he was willing to sign with a firm signature. Perhaps that's the same thing. You could sign. Anyone can sign. You'll sign. You'll sign with a symbol. But that's not the signature that's going to have the prestige that a Talmud Chacham has to offer. The Rashash says to write letters to people as a Talmud Chacham, to write shailus and tshuvas. And presumably it's not just that they should be legible, but that they should be something of prestige so that as a communicator of God, he should be able to come across. So he should be able to have ksav, and of course the other possibility is a Sefer Torah. It's an expertise to be able to write a Sefer Torah, correct a Sefer Torah. So that's ksav. Shchita is the skill of our mesechta. He should be able to do shchita. And mila, he should be able to do circumcision. Just as an aside, the three items that are listed actually follow a certain pattern, if you will, of ksav being bin adam lamakom, between you and Hashem, certainly if it's a Sefer Torah, but even if it's the Talmud Chacham expressing on behalf of Hashem the ruling in Torah, or sending a message from the prestigious Talmud Chacham, it should be prestigious so that it inspires people. They feel they have a relationship with the Talmud Chacham, similar to the concept of people having a relationship with the Kohen through tithing, etc. Shchita, I would venture to say, is ben adam lachaveiro. What would people do if they didn't have a shochet? They wouldn't be able to eat meat. It's a chesed. Talmud Chacham shows up in town. He's a big, 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 big scholar. But if he can't do shchita, how are we going to get kosher meat? So it's a skill. And mila is ben adam la'atzmo. The person wants to become an uplifted person, wants to come close to Hashem, wants to be an oska arbit mensch, a person who worked on himself. Mila, the Sefer HaChinuch says, is the opener to all that in the statement that Hashem gave you the body and the raw material, and it's up to you to start working and perfecting it. People have predispositions of different types, and it's your job through Torah to make yourself a better person. In each generation, you would have to examine what the items are that the Talmud Chacham needs in order to service the people. Shchita in our time is a little bit not considered as important because it's left to experts in the Shachthaus and the kosher meat system. I know a Rav who on his interview was asked simply, can you blow shofar? If you can blow shofar, you got the job. And that's really all they cared about. So you have to know how to apply this concept. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya Mishmei d'Rav Omar, and a different statement in the name of Rav was, Af kesher shel tefillin, to add on the knot of the tefillin, Oberchas Chasanim, and the brachas of Sheva brachas, and Vitzitzis, and Tzitzis also. He should know how to do these things. V'idach, and why didn't the first opinion include these other three? Hanishchichon, because these are frequent, and I think that means they're available to people. A kesher shel tefillin, you'll find people in the community who are experts in how to make the knot of the tefillin. Sheva brachas, the people who know how to do it. Tzitzis, they're experts. These things can be practiced. The ksav is something very personal. He can't rely on someone else in the community knowing it. Shchita, people don't just get to practice. You have to apprentice. Just don't go around killing animals in order to practice shchita. It's a system. Someone watches you. The animal is accepted because you were watched and you did it correctly. Mila, certainly, you can't just circumcise without training. And therefore, those things, the Talmud Chacham is expected not only to be a baki in knowledge, but also in these skills. In our time, Rabbanim are sometimes told, besides officiating, you have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. You have to know when Shkia is. Even though these things fall into the second category, other people can also figure out when Rosh Chodesh is or when Shkia sunset is. But that's this second category of things that it's good for you to be knowledgeable about. Finally, V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we have a similar attitude regarding a shochet. There are differences, but it's also a list of things that he has to be an expert in. A person who doesn't know hilchas shechita, you're not allowed to eat from what he shechts. Ve'elu hein hilchas shechita, and these are the halachas that he has to know. Shehiya, not to delay during the shechita, not to pause. Durasa, not to press too hard. Those two are easy to remember. Not too slow, not too fast. It's not really about slow and fast, because a person can go slowly and it still be a good shechita if he didn't delay, but that's how to remember it. Not to pause and not to push too hard. Chalada is when the knife gets covered. It's embedded. It's not seen during the shechita. Hagrama is when it goes out of the range of where shechita is kasher. V'ikur is yanking. If it has a pegima, a nick in the knife, it would yank at the simonim instead of cutting them properly. Ma'ikam ashmalan, what's the chiddush? We know that these are the things that he has to know. It's Mishnayis level of scholarship. What are you telling me new? The answer is that even though he shecht in front of us and he did it correctly, if he's not aware of these halachas, he doesn't know them well, then when he shechts on his own, we don't know for sure that he was paying attention. If he's not aware that these are significant halachas, then zimnin deshoi vidaris velo yoda, could be that he would pause or press and he wouldn't even realize, based on the principle, kol milsa de la ramya alei de inish oved levelav adaite, a thing that you're not aware of, to be careful about, you don't pay attention properly. In a certain way, it's the opposite of what we said by a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is a great scholar, but he doesn't have the skill. The Shochet has the skill, but we need to make sure that he also has the knowledge. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.